The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation and the Wisconsin Technology Innovation Initiative are providing $1 million to find possible therapies for Alzheimer's. UW Geriatrics Professor Sterling Johnson oversees a study which started in 2001. It focuses on those with a family history of Alzheimer's.
The field has really advanced in a dramatic way. And we can now use imaging and spinal fluid techniques to understand the pathology in Alzheimer's disease. And that's how we know that this disease actually begins well before the symptoms appear.
Johnson says biomarkers found through imaging and spinal fluid can be a helpful addition to more traditional measures of Alzheimer's, such as comprehension and memory testing.
When we use cognition as the outcome in a clinical trial, that may have quite a bit of measurement variability, because cognition is affected by how much sleep you had the night before, how anxious you are, the medicines you're taking. But these biomarkers, they're much more stable and more precise. And so by using these things as outcomes in trials, we can actually use fewer numbers of subjects in trials and get to answers faster.
Johnson says there are people who have signs of Alzheimer's in their brain but have no symptoms of dementia. Part of the study involves whether lifestyle and genetics can foster this resilience. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.